Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Everyone knows that I love to take it away. It's one of my top hobbies. I am joined this evening by Jos. What's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going.
How do you feel about computer updates?
Ooh, tend to avoid.
All right. Getting a little bit of flavor for your character there with that question. Now let's move on to your small top 10. What are you going to be talking with us about tonight?
Tonight I will be talking about death goddesses.
Death goddesses. I love it. So you were kind of milling over a few different topics.
Yeah, I had it in my heart of hearts. I wanted to do mystics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I couldn't be bothered. And I wanted to...
Fair.
I wanted a little bit more diversity. You know, the majority of mystics are Christian women from the medieval period.
Shout outs, Marjorie Kemp.
Yeah, Marjorie Kemp. However, yes. I decided I...
A little bit more diversity in the death goddesses.
Yeah, I was on a world mythology kick. I've been thinking a lot about death goddesses.
Well, that's good. I mean, if there's one thing that we love here on the 95 BFM Top 10, it's justice!
For all.
And justice for all. There's one thing we love here on the 95 BFM Top 10, it's and justice for all. So let's get straight into it with
10.
Number 10 is Nepethys. Don't know how to pronounce Nepethys. Ancient Egyptian, which is a dead language, so gonna make up the pronunciation of her name there.
Okay.
And she's the goddess who symbolizes or embodies the death experience.
Oh, the death experience.
Yes, the death experience.
Is that anything like death magnetic?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. No. Saint Anger. It references. So what does that entail? Like, does she have duties insofar as she's embodying the death experience?
Yeah, she protects the souls of the dead. Yeah.
Okay.
And she comforts people who are grieving.
She sounds really nice. I've had some exes say that I embodied the death experience, but they were seeming to mean something a bit more cruel than this.
Yeah, I don't think that's a nice thing to say to someone.
Oi. So, okay. So she seems pretty chill. I was expecting a lot more darkness.
I think she's a bit of a necromancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of left field a little bit. Okay, cool.
Yeah, like her husband got real mad and killed a dude that she had an affair with, but she helped bring him back to life. Powerful energy, powerful magic energy there.
She seems like she's got a kind of a... She's diverse.
Yeah, she also might be a little bit gay. So, you know,
do we have
who knows?
Evidence for this, or is this just a vibe?
She has a very close relationship with another goddess. So... You know, maybe.
This is old friends, you know.
Yeah,
special friends. They're very close.
Very close.
All right.
Nine
is Hel.
Hel?
Hel. Nordic queen of the underworld. Hel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pretty name.
Pretty name. Yeah. She gets referred to in the Poetic Edda as a troll woman.
A troll woman?
Yeah. Yeah. Death is referred to as the joy of the troll woman.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
So the last one is embodying the death experience. Is she, I mean, from the name, I would say she maybe presides over the underworld in some way? Or is she also just embodying the death experience? Is this going to be the whole...
No, Hel is queen of hell.
Okay, yeah. Queen of hell.
Yeah, she's queen of hell.
Sick. Does she get any special troll powers?
I don't actually know.
Okay.
I know that... The halls of hell, as in the Nordic afterlife, is where the term hell comes from.
Okay.
It's not really a biblical concept.
So she's like the OG kind of, she's original hell.
Yeah, she's the original hell.
She's been hell since day one.
Yeah, there wasn't really a hell in Christian theology until like New Testament, and then they just had Hades, which was the Greek underworld.
Yeah.
And then I guess as it got translated into English or the Germanic languages, they were like, it's hell now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. Do we have any other hot... Is hell hot or cold? Cold, right? Hot?
I'm going to say cold. But I'm going to be real with you, don't know a huge amount about Nordic mythology specifically.
Okay.
I'm just quite into the fact that she's a troll woman.
I'm into that as well. Is she hot, though?
Probably. Troll woman sounds pretty hot.
Into it. All right.
Eight.
Eight
is Izanami. the Japanese goddess of both creation and death.
Sick.
Yeah.
I love a creation and death.
There's actually a lot of them, and I made the executive decision to try and only get one in there.
Okay.
Yeah. But
let's hope you picked a good one.
I think so.
What's her story?
Well, she and her partner were giving birth to a bunch of deities. Yeah. And then she gave birth to the god of fire and it killed her. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds sore.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay.
So she goes to the underworld.
Yes.
And, you know, she's busy being dead there. And her husband's real sad. And he cuts up the baby god of fire into eight pieces.
I was about to say, this is a nice story.
They all turn into volcanoes.
Oh.
And also the god of the sea and rain. It's
okay.
From the body of the god of fire. It's interesting logic.
Yep.
Yeah. And then he decides to go into the underworld and get her back.
Hot. A classic move.
Yeah. So he goes down there and she's like hiding in the darkness and being like, I ate some food down here. You know, that classic thing. Yeah. So I can't actually come back up, but I'll ask.
Yeah.
And then while she's sleeping, he like goes and looks at her and she's all like rotting and filled with maggots.
Yeah.
And he's like, nut, and runs out. Oh. And she gets real mad. Follows after with him with a bunch of demons and is like, I'm gonna kill 1,000 people every day.
I love her. She's great.
Yeah.
She's feisty. She gives no shits.
Yeah. She's powerful energy. Powerful rotting energy.
She's a rotted bitch who gives no shits.
Yeah. Yeah. I love her.
I love her. Okay. Great. Okay. This is a great list.
Seven.
Seven is Meng Po, who is Chinese Buddhist goddess of reincarnation.
Aww.
Yeah, she's known as the Lady of Forgetfulness or Lady Dream.
She's cute.
She is cute and she's actually really nice. Okay. She's a nice time.
I was expecting this list to be a bit more gothy, if I'm being honest.
Wow, can't believe.
More like Mithisrakalik. And you're like, is that a thing? And they're like, oh, there's a medieval book where they made up some ones like to try and incriminate women. Like, and then this is the... I was expecting a bit more of that, but these are like... It's kind of a lovely range.
Yeah.
Like, I can see this being a kind of a successful dinner party.
Death goddesses are fantastic.
They really are.
Like, I want to be friends with most of them.
You've really opened my eyes. So she's nice.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. Yeah, so her... In Buddhist hell, in Chinese Buddhist hell, there's, like, different levels.
Mm.
And she's in the final level of hell. And she serves the people in it a tea made from herbs and pond water that will wipe their memory so that they can be reincarnated with no memory. Yeah.
I love her as like a final boss.
Yeah, figure. And just I love the idea of her like hanging out there, serving some tea, being like, oh, you're going to be born anew.
Just have one cup of tea. You'll feel so much better.
It's going to be great. Aww. New life for you. Try again.
I like her. Do you have a number?
No.
All right.
But I'll find it for
you. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Six is another ancient goddess, Ereshkigal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's she at?
She's from Mesopotamia.
Ah, yeah. Hot.
Yeah, literally.
Love me some Mesopotamia.
Yeah. So she's pretty cool. She's the goddess of the land of the dead once again.
Sick. All right. Yeah. So like a hell figure or more of an embodiment figure?
I think a little bit more of a, like, presiding of the lands of hell. Yeah. So, yeah, her older sister was Inanna, who was kind of, like, pre-Greek Aphrodite / Venus.
That sounds like a pretty ruthless sibling rivalry.
Yeah. Like... So she was, like, the goddess of sex, desire, fertility, war, justice, all of it.
Yeah.
And,
oh, man, this seems like a very, like, Jan Brady, Marsha Brady situation.
Yeah.
Like, Marsha, my older sister is the goddess of lust and knowledge.
No, the younger sister.
Oh, what?
So the older sister just hangs out in the underworld, and there's not actually much known about her.
Oh, no. Oh, this is... why is this so much more sad to me?
Yeah. But what is known about her is that she tricks Inanna after... she goes into the underworld, into getting naked, stripping herself of clothes and powers, and then she kills her and hangs her on a hook.
Okay, the list has become sufficiently goth for me now. I'm glad that it's turned around. All right. We're going to listen to some music, and then we'll be back with more of this excellent list.
Fantastic.
Number five.
Your number five this evening is Octo Octa with Can You See Me?
Absolutely. It's a no-brainer. Trans rights are civil rights are human rights.
going to open this beer bottle with my teeth. YOLO!
You're back on the 95 BFM Top 10. The jaunty music, of course, means we are deep within the small top 10. Our topic tonight is death goddesses. Jos, how are you feeling about the list so far?
Yeah, it's good.
Because, sorry, I was going to do a joke.
Go for your joke.
I didn't wait for you to say anything. I just did. Hey, Jos, how are you feeling about the list so far?
Terrible.
Because this list of, your response does not matter. Because this list of death goddesses is giving me life, mama.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. No, Amelia.
Is she? Drag her. Slay her. Read her. Sipping on that treaty, hunty.
There you go. It's a great list, and I'm very much enjoying it. That's what I was trying to say.
It's missing a lot of goddesses, you know.
I mean, it's a shame because you can't. That's the problem with the list. It's as exclusionary as it is inclusionary.
Yeah, and that's
possibly
the problem
more
with
so.
It. That is yeah. the problem with it.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, should we get into? Should we, you know, make the most of the goddesses we have?
Yeah, why
All
not?
Right.
Five
is the Finnish goddess of death, Kalma.
Kalma?
Kalma, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's great. Her name means...
She sounds chill.
I don't think she is, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Her name means...
The stench of corpses.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah. Apparently, she moves like a puff of smoke, and everywhere she goes is the smell of putrefaction.
Oh, I mean, we all know someone like that. I think her friends are probably just too embarrassed to talk about.
Yeah. She's a smelly goddess.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, it makes me think of things like fungus and ash and moldiness. She just hangs out in graveyards with her dog.
With her dog?
Yeah. Surma, whose name means death.
Ah, oh, it's so rude. It's so rude that the dog... the dog gets to be called death, and her name is like the smelly. Oh, have you met this goddess? Oh, smelly, smelly woman. What's her dog called? Death. Like, that's not chill. Call her death, call the dog smelly, putrefied flesh beast.
What I find really interesting is that her name is the root word for one of the Finnish words for graveyards. So I'm just thinking all of these graveyards must smell really bad.
Oh, what did you do today? I went and put some flowers on the ground, you know, in the smelly flesh.
But they
flesh.
Got putrefied.
Yeah, in like the stench garden. I went down to the horrific, reeking place. I mean, I guess it's a beautiful, I mean, it's a strong and powerful image, isn't it? It's not wussy,
it's
graveyard.
It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not much of an image. It's mostly like a bunch of senses.
That's an image. I mean, we can go into the.
I just like the stench of rotting corpses. I think maybe I put her in the list purely for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she deserves it purely for that. All right. Into it. What's her name? Kalma.
Kalma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Four.
The Morrigan.
Of course, I was expecting this within... I was actually expecting it in the top three, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, things happen.
Oh, la. You had a falling out.
Yeah, no, I love the Morrigan, but there's just so much in there. And also, she's technically more of a war goddess than a death goddess.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out on a technicality.
Yeah, so the Morrigan, Irish war goddess, maybe a triple goddess, maybe not. All of the accounts are a bit ambiguous.
Ooh, triple threat.
Yeah,
who knows? What are the three? Okay.
Yeah.
Just ambiguity.
It's very ambiguous.
Everywhere.
Sometimes I think they made up some of the triple goddesses because they're just trying to point them in there. I quite like the fact that she turns into a crow and flies above battles being like, you're going to win, you're going to lose, ha ha ha.
She's the one that you see if you're going to die, right? No.
No, but she's supposedly can foretell the death of warriors in battle. And that's kind of a precursor to later Irish mythology of the banshee screaming for death. So you can hear the banshee scream if you're going to die.
Ah, yeah. Sick.
There's a relationship.
So does she do any screaming herself or
no?
More of a bit more chill than the Banshees.
She's a bit more badass.
Okay.
She's a bit like, I am the warrior goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Striking fear into the hearts of men.
Yeah. Okay. I'm get into that. It. Yeah. For some reason, in my head, I was like, I bet she shops at Third Eye. And then I'm like, what does that even mean? Probably though.
Is there a Third Eye in ancient Ireland? That's the question.
I mean, definitely equivalent.
Three
is Sedna, the Inuit goddess of the sea and marine animals.
How? Okay, this seems wrong. How did that get on the list?
Okay.
Because the ocean's a lot of fun and is... If the documentaries I've seen are to be believed, it's teeming with life.
Oceans are terrifying and scary.
Fine.
As are octopuses, who I love, and are aliens.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Sedna has different translation, like different names that are translated differently.
Okay.
And my favorite one is the translation, which means big bad woman.
Yes! Yeah. How do I get a name like that? Big bad woman.
Just choose it for yourself.
But I need you to explain how she is a goddess of death.
Okay, so there's various different versions of the myth around Sedna, but they've all got the same general premise, which is that she's the daughter of a god.
Okay.
She doesn't want to marry any of her suitors.
Chill. All right. We've all been there.
Yeah. Her dad gets really mad about it.
Yeah.
And they're on a boat for some reason, and she's like clinging to the side, and he's really angry at her for not wanting to marry suitors, so he chops off her fingers.
Sick.
And she sinks to the bottom of the ocean and becomes queen of the underworld.
Ah, that's the best possible result.
Yeah.
That's such an excellent, like, fuck you to dad. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I'm still not married, and now I'm the queen of the underworld.
And the sea, and marine animals. Okay. And get this, her chopped off fingers become the seals. She creates the seals with her chopped off, is it?
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm going to, maybe we can listen to Celia of the Seals by Donovan later.
Mm.
That's as much a threat to the listener as anything else.
Are you sure?
I love that story. Her fingers are the seals.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's really vengeful.
The seals don't need no man.
No, they don't. And neither does she. Because she's got the underworld. Where she is queen, under the sea.
I love these women.
Two.
Yeah, so... I might... terribly mispronounce this.
Okay.
But it's Miquitecacihuatl, who's the Aztec goddess of the dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's she up to?
She's queen of the underworld, watches over the bones of the dead.
Yeah.
Which I'm quite into. So
I like the bones thing. There's been a lot of talk on the 95 BFM top 10 about the book The Women Who Run with Wolves.
Yeah.
Have you read that? It's like a Jungian analysis of various myths relating to women. And there's lots of stuff about bones in there. Lots of women hanging out with bones, collecting bones, bringing all the bones together.
I have not read that, but I think I probably will because it sounds up my alley.
Yeah, I've had more than one person show me like their phone and it's like on Book Depository and they're like, I've ordered a copy.
Go to the library.
It's really good. Yeah, we'll go to the library. It's free. Okay, so
I'm poor.
So she's in charge of bones.
Yeah, she's in charge of bones of the dead.
Yeah.
Also, she was sacrificed as an infant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And depictions of her are of a flayed body with a wide open jaw that can swallow the stars.
Okay.
She just sounds really full on.
She sounds like very kind of like... heavy metal album cover.
Yeah, and I couldn't find much about her, but everything I could find was just full of this imagery.
Okay.
That was like, I want to go out and watch some really bad high fantasy films.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of these ladies, you know, their thing is that they're like kind of grim and demure, and it's like, your end has come. But she just seems a pretty like, more of that kind of like, look at my bones.
Yeah.
Like,
reminds me of people I know, and I love it.
Yeah. Get an eye full of these bones, said the woman whose jaw was not attached to her face. It's relatable content.
It is very relatable content.
We've got a text that said, "My goats vomit black poison."
Powerful energy.
Sick. That's from the Hard, Fast and Heavy crew.
Oh, nice.
Shout outs to you. I think this is possibly one of the most Hard, Fast and Heavy small top 10.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a great show. So, before we get to number one, do you have anything to plug? I guess as an academic style person, you're not really selling anything.
No, I'm not really selling anything.
No.
Yeah.
You know, band?
Nah. Protect Ihu Matau.
Sick.
Always a good plug.
Where can people go if they want to learn more about that? Got anything?
Yeah, just Protect Ihu Matau on any social media. That just tends to be the name
of it. It's actually pretty easy to find. I'm sorry that I tried to like push you for that.
Sorry.
Also, there's like Save Our Unique Landscape Soul.
Yeah, Soul. That's
also
good.
A good one to Google.
Yeah. Love Google.
All right, sick. Does that mean we're ready for number one?
I think we are.
All right. There's not any drum roll. It's just straight to it.
Fantastic.
One.
Number one is Hine Nui Te Pō.
Of course. I knew all along this would be number one.
Yeah. How could it not be?
She's so cool. I know that's like, that sounded very like naff, but like not to make this all about me, but I grew up on those like beautifully illustrated
books.
The
Peter Gallagher ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
And just like, I thought she was like the coolest thing ever. Like even before I could understand what was happening in the story or could like read the words, I was just like, big woman.
Big woman with like the universe inside her or something.
Yes.
Powerful energy. I love Hine Nui Te Pō.
Do you want to give a little rundown of her tale?
Yeah.
What she's all about?
Yeah, so there's like two tales, which is the first of how she became Hine Nui Te Pō.
Yeah.
She's the daughter of Tane, who's great god of forests and creativity and stuff, with the first earth woman, Hine Ahuone. She had a couple of different names, including Hine Titama in her capacity as goddess of the dawn.
Okay.
And she was married to Tane.
Oh.
And upon finding out that he was her dad, she got pretty upset and ran to the underworld, where she became Hine Nui Te Pō, the great woman of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the greatest story about her, in my opinion, is killing Maui.
It's so good. Okay, come on. Tell the story.
Okay, so Maui gets tricked into being told that he can become immortal if he kills Hine Nui Te Pō by going inside her and killing her from the inside.
Immediately a bad decision.
Yeah. So while she's sleeping, he creeps into her vagina trying to get inside.
Yep. Yeah. Bad decisions at every point.
So many bad decisions. And then he gets laughed at by the Piwaka Waka, the fantail, just sees him and is like, you look fucking dumb.
Like, you're trying to climb into a giant vagina. What are you doing? Like, come on.
Yeah. So she wakes up and she crushes him in her vagina with her obsidian teeth. Her vagina dentata made out of obsidian.
Yeah.
And he's the first man to die. And it's just, honestly, applause.
It's very, very good. I don't know. I feel like we don't really need to say anything else.
No, like obviously number one.
Obviously number one. Very excellent. Very excellent list. Would you like to introduce the song that you've chosen for your list?
Yeah. The song I've chosen is Cocteau Twins Persephone, which is another death goddess we didn't get to.
A little bit of an honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
All right. Here we go. It's Cocteau Twins. You're on 95 BFM.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.